Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, in the Orange Diocese. And every week we have very special guests, but certainly there's no one more special than this guest, because this is my daughter, Laura Greco. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Laura.
Thank you, Dad, also known as Deacon Steve.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show for a very, very important subject. And the title of this show is Defeating Lung Cancer. Laura, life throws curveballs at us, and you certainly had one at age 40 thrown at you. Tell us about what happened.
Sure. Back in February 2015, I was driving my then six-year-old son home from ski lessons. I live in upstate New York. And long story short, we were hit by a car that was traveling on the wrong side of the road, nearly head on, but I narrowly avoided hitting it, and it crushed the right side of my car. Fortunately, my son was on the left side, on the driver's side, but he and I both sustained some injuries as a result of the car crash. So, you know, just like anybody, we went to the hospital, got it checked out. My son Reese had a concussion, and I sent it to a trauma scan too. And they didn't really find anything related to my car accident, they said, but you might want to get that mass checked out in your lung. And I said, "Whoa, you know, what are you talking about?" And they said, "Oh, you know, we see this all the time. You're young. Yeah, you never smoked." No, never smoked. I just turned 40, right? Isn't 40 the new 30? I was really shaken up by the accident, but I wasn't super worried about what was in my lung. It was something I was going to follow up with my doctor about. I did follow up lung, and it was lung cancer. And that's despite the fact I had no known risk factors, no family history. Just, it literally hit me like a truck.
So you have this situation, and the whole thing was so bizarre because the woman is on the wrong side of the street, right?
Yep.
And you're honking, and you're yep. doing everything possible, and the woman is either texting or doing something and looks up at the last second and then realizes that she's coming right at you, and then, of course, you're swerving in the snowbank, and she swerves and hits you.
Right. I mean, I don't actually remember the final seconds of the thing. I did honk, and, you know, I saw her far in advance. I was honking at her. She was not moving. There were snow banks on either side of the road because we had a lot of snow that year. And at the last minute, I swerved into the, you know, her, what should have been her lane of traffic, and then tried, you know, the plan was to try to swerve back into my lane. It didn't work. She, at some point, hit me, you know, sort of broadsided me.
This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit with Laura Greco. We're talking about defeating lung cancer. And we're also talking about how God's hand is in everything. If you take a look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will for you in Christ Jesus. In all circumstances, you say, well, how can you give thanks for a car accident? How can you give thanks for lung cancer? Very, very difficult, but you give thanks for what comes as a result of it, what comes out of it. Today, we're talking about defeating lung cancer. One of the benefits, if you would use that term, but certainly one of the things that definitely God is using trials and tribulations for his glory and to help his people. And it was interesting because this woman somehow later came back to you in terms of kind of a religious thing that happened to her as a result of this.
Yes. The woman was 36 years old. She had a 3-year-old in her car. and, you know, swore up and down she wasn't texting or, you know, she wasn't swerving, and it would have been quite a long text. She just, I guess, zoned out. But about 10 days after the accident, she sent me a card and said, you know, sort of inquiring on the health of my son, because he was kind of acting a little weird after the accident. And also she said something that, you know, I'll never forget, which was, I believe everything happens for a reason, and I believe God caused us to cross paths. I don't know the reasons why, but I believe that will be made clear very soon.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco with Laura Greco talking about defeating lung cancer. Many of you out there have major trials, major health issues, major issues in terms of finances and relationships and so forth. Romans 8:28 says, all things work for good for he or she who loves the Lord and is called according to his purpose. There is good that will come out of trials if we allow God in the middle of what is going on in our lives. Very difficult to do. The reality in terms of this car accident, which obviously no one wants a car accident, but the fact of the matter is that lung cancer is asymptomatic until it's almost too late.
That's absolutely true. There are very few people who have any symptoms of lung cancer until it's reached stage 4, at which point it's not curable, and the overall 5-year survival rate is about 2%. I was extremely fortunate to find, you know, I had zero symptoms. I'd gone skiing the day before the car accident. I was in the best shape that I'd been in quite some time. So as a result of the car accident, I was able to be diagnosed at stage 3, which gave me a chance for a cure. And, you know, I believe that car accident saved my life. There's no way that I would have been diagnosed for quite some time until I was very, very sick otherwise. So I believe it gave me a chance to live.
And you take a look again at Romans 8, when we said all things work for good. You know, you look further on that, and you see that nothing, absolutely nothing, will separate us from the love of God. And this is so important. As you take a look at this, and starting at verse 38, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor present things nor future things nor powers nor height nor death nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing, my brothers and sisters, will separate us from the love of God. God's love is pouring out upon us. And certainly those that have cancer welcome God's love, and we all welcome God's love, but certainly when you're down and out, it's something that you turn to God, hopefully, and say, Lord, I can't control this, but I trust in you. And it's Divine Mercy Chaplet, Jesus, I trust in you. And so when you're down on your knees and you have this element, that's an opportunity to get closer to God.
I agree. Getting a cancer diagnosis or any sort of serious illness has to be, if not the worst day of your life, among the worst days of your life. You realize how you're not in control of anything. We walk around every day thinking that we're in control of our life, but it's really a mirage. We're not. And nothing is more humbling than facing a terminal disease and, you know, and realizing that. So you've got to let God in and realize that you're not in control. Someone else is in control. And with that can come some peace. I mean, you know, let's be frank here. It's not exactly easy every day to keep the faith. But as someone I know who also has lung cancer has stated, you know, she gets God winks all the time. So winks from God, sort of saying, okay, you're on the right path, and, you know, I'm still here, even though the cancer might be progressing or there's some sort of setback.
And Jesus has told us over and over again that we can turn to him, we can give him our burdens, we can receive his peace that passes all understanding, we can receive his joy, because he said, and this is in chapter 15 of John, verse 11, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. In the Gospel of John, we learn that he has come to give us life and life abundantly in John 10:10. So he's come to give us peace. He's come to give us joy. He's come to give us life abundantly. But we also have trials, and he said that we will have trials. We will have challenges. But he has overcome the world. My brothers and sisters, we together can work with the Lord to defeat lung cancer. We can defeat lung cancer by prayer, but by action. And on this radio show, we're going to talk about something that you can make a huge difference, and that's lung cancer research and how you can help us with this fund that my daughter Laura has started to help with lung cancer research. We're going to find out that lung cancer research pales in comparison to so many other research dollars that are happening in various other cancers and cardiovascular disease. When we come right back, we're going to learn more about how you can make a difference. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit.
Christfest 2017, a Christian music festival featuring Mac Powell from Third Day.
And I'll show you what love sees.
Shane and Shane. Russia Fools and more. Saturday, September 9th at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove. Honoring Sir Bruno Serrato and feeding OC kids. Christfest 2017. Presented by St. Joseph Health and Farmers and Merchants Bank. Get your tickets and more info now at ChristFestOC.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope here with my beautiful daughter, Laura Greco, talking about defeating lung cancer. Laura, in the previous segment, went through her story, how an automobile accident led to her discovering that she had stage 3A, was
correct.
It? 3A lung cancer, and it saved her life because God is greater than any problem we can have, and will work with us. But we have to do our part. You know, and you look at James. I mean, James says it's not enough just to wish someone, oh, I hope you get better and give you, you know, this, that, whatever, but you have to do something. And that's what Laura is doing. We've early on when I met with Laura after this was discovered, I just looked at her and I'd said to her what I'd say to myself or anyone else. Whatever life brings you, whatever curveball that you might get, make it count. Do something. Do something to make a difference for the glory of God, to help other people. And Laura, you're doing that by being very passionate and speaking out how lung cancer research just pales in comparison. But first, tell us about how frequent is lung cancer versus other diseases?
Well, it's shocking. It's something that nobody talks about, but it's 1 in 15 people will get lung cancer in their life. It's the number one cancer killer by far, dwarfing the next three cancers combined, or actually next four cancers combined. It's the number one cancer of women, killing almost twice as many women as does breast cancer. About 225,000 people this year in the United States will get lung cancer. Despite all this, despite the fact that 26% of all cancer-related deaths are due to lung cancer, it only gets 6% of federal cancer funding. And actually, not just federal funding lags behind, but also private funding as well, because a lot of people are under the mistaken belief that this is a lifestyle choice and somehow you deserve to get lung cancer because you've smoked. And I've never smoked. There are many people who have never smoked and got lung cancer. If non-smoking lung cancer were its own disease, it would be the fourth or fifth deadliest cancer, deadlier than lymphoma or liver cancer, leukemia, all those common cancers that are everywhere. More people die, people who have never, ever smoked die of lung cancer than any of those diseases. That's part of the reason I'm here, is to try to change that, change the face of lung cancer, change the perceptions, and try to make a change.
As we take a look again at Scripture, and you take a look at John 15, the vine and the branches, without me, you can do nothing. Later on verse 16, it was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Laura, you were appointed here. You know, you didn't want it. You didn't ask for it.
I like to say I was drafted.
You were drafted. You were definitely drafted. You were drafted to make a difference for many, many people as it relates to lung cancer awareness and lung cancer research. Tell us about what you're trying to do with lung cancer research.
Be happy to. I'm part of my type of lung cancer is driven by a single gene called ALK, A-L-K. It's anaplastic lymphoma kinase, or ALK, which is easier. It is a very common gene. Everybody has it, but for some reason in me and other people who have this, it's turned on and is really driving the cancer. It's about 5 to 7% of all lung cancer has it, but among the people that are younger, like myself, studies have shown it's up to 50% of us have this same driver of cancer. So it really is affecting the young. So I'm part of a group on Facebook called ALKies Worldwide that is 650 people strong with the same type of disease. And a few months ago, we sort of got tired of people seeing our friends die of this disease. And we decided, you know what? It's not enough to complain. We need to take action. We need to take control over our future and move the pace of research faster. So we've paired up with the number one funder, private funder of lung cancer research, Lungevity, L-U-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y, and have started an ALK-specific lung cancer fund, which is really groundbreaking. So for people that donate and to Lungevity and earmark it for ALK, 100% of those funds will go for ALK-related research, but it's better than that. It's not just, you know, it goes into a hole and somebody decides what kind of ALK research you do. We, the patients, are partners in this endeavor. We get to decide, with help from medical professionals, obviously, which grant we will fund. And we don't just want any sort of grant. We want one that has, if successful, will lead to immediate application and will save our lives and save the lives of the 11,000 people every year in this country who get the same type of lung cancer.
My brothers and sisters, you can make a difference. Remember the angel Gabriel coming to our Blessed Mother, and our Blessed Mother said, "How can this be?" And the angel Gabriel said, "With God, all things are possible." We believe that with God, with faith, all things are possible. But faith must have action. We must do something. I'm very, very proud of my daughter who's spearheading this particular endeavor for lung cancer research, for this type of enzyme that can save many lives. The life expectancy is very, very small.
You know, lung cancer at stage four, which unfortunately I now have, has a 2% five-year survival rate. So that means over 5 years, 2% of the people that have lung cancer at my stage will be alive 5 years later. And that's, you know, that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable that the number one cancer killer that, you know, close to 250,000 people get every year has such a poor survival rate. And it's directly attributable to lack of research funding.
Now, as a father, and for those fathers and mothers on the phone, and Laura certainly is a mother of two children, small children, hearing those statistics, you know, is gut-wrenching. But we also must trust in God. We must trust that with God, again, all things are possible. With God, with faith, that we can move mountains. Faith as big as a mustard seed. We can look at that lung cancer and say, be gone in the ocean, be gone, be destroyed. But we must do our part. I, for one, publicly want to declare that I am going to be donating up to $10,000 to this particular research fund for lung cancer research that Laura, my daughter, is heading up. And I'm asking that you help me, for I want to match up to $10,000. So, Laura, what do they do to get this money into this fund?
Well, the easiest way would be to go to www.longevity.org/ALK. And there's a donate button there. There's also instructions if you want to write a check. It's a 4-star rated charity. It's the number one lung cancer charity out there. So it's fully tax deductible. But, you know, we need to raise at least $100,000 in order to fund a single grant. That's a lot of money, but it isn't. If everyone just gave just a little bit, we would be there in no time at all. And all your listeners out there gave just even a little bit, we would be there, I'm sure.
So again, we're asking that you pray about it, pray about what God is calling you to do. Help me as it relates to this $10,000 match. We do that, we're 20% of the way there as it relates to the $100,000 goal. But more importantly is the fact that you would be making a statement to say, I believe that God is making a difference and will defeat lung cancer, because with God all things are possible. I believe in supporting this very, very worthy cause. And again, normally we wouldn't do something like this on our show Empowered by the Spirit, but quite frankly, we have been called to act our faith as Christians, to make a difference with time, talent, and treasure. And this is such a worthy cause. And Laura, tell us about, you get to 100,000 plus, and we're going to say it's going to be a lot more than that. Then what's the next stage?
So depending on how much money we get, let's say it's more than 100,000. Let's say it's 300,000. There are a couple different options. We can either award 3 grants that of 100,000 each, or go for a bigger type grant. Some of the more senior researchers usually require about $300,000 to do a grant. So depending on that, the patients will decide what seems most optional, like spread it around or go for a bigger gun. But after that, the patients meet with Longevity. We put out a call for grants and letters of interest, and then we wait about a month, 6 weeks, to get those letters of interest from researchers. And then we meet and make selections. So within 4 to 6 months of getting funding, we should have the trial going.
As we take a look at Matthew 6, verse 19 and 20, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, neither thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will be your heart.
That's very powerful. I mean, I sort of came to that a similar conclusion recently when I thought, you know, I could save the money that I've been doing for retirement and, you know, continue to act like the status quo, or I could actually stop for a second and realize that what's the most important thing? Well, the most important thing is for me to be a mom to my kids. And, you know, they don't need another Nintendo DS or more expensive shoes that, you know, if I die, my money will give them. What they need is a mom. And, you know, we're not in a position where money can necessarily buy that, but more money can lead to research, which will find a cure.
This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to talk more about how you can help defeat lung cancer. Hi, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Laura Greco. The topic today is defeating lung cancer. My daughter here, who is 42 years of age,
woo,
was diagnosed with lung cancer at age 40 through an accident. She didn't know she had it, never smoked before, is now trying to make a difference. Not trying, is making a difference, a huge difference in awareness, as well as lung cancer research, which is pitiful when you consider that 26% of all cancer deaths are lung cancer, more than the other top 4 all combined. Lung cancer must be defeated with our help. And there's no question there's been advances in research. And tell us about some of the advances.
Well, there is a lot of hope out there. In the last 5-6 years, there's been more advancements than in the past 40 years in lung cancer. Immunotherapy has been a huge help for a segment of the population. Lung cancer population has been extending their lives with very minimal side effects. In my case, for the ALK gene that is driving my cancer, something called a targeted therapy has been very effective for us. And that basically is a pill that you take twice a day. It's not chemo up your arm, and it has relatively few side effects in comparison to chemotherapy. And, you know, I'm happy to say for me, it reduced my cancer by 75% in 6 weeks, which is phenomenal. And, you know, I feel good. I mean, you never would know when looking at me that I have stage 4 lung cancer. It's just the problem is with these drugs is they stop working. And invariably, the cancer finds a way to work its way around. Now, there are other drugs that I can take that are both in clinical trials and FDA approved, but they become less effective over time, and they don't work for everyone. And, you know, there aren't enough drugs to really transform this to a chronic disease, which would be great. You know, we'd love to cure it, but chronic disease, we'd take two as well. So that's sort of a lot of the hope, where the hope is in lung cancer. But the problem is it's not, the pace is not going fast enough, which is why our group of people who have ALK positive lung cancer, ALK positive lung cancer, have started a fundraising initiative through Longevity. And you can find out more about it through longevity.org /ALK. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do research on our particular type of lung cancer.
And if for one reason or another you haven't been able to write that down or remember it, try to remember DeaconSteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. You can send me an email and we'll direct you to the appropriate location, the website. And is there a phone number at all? Or
I don't know the phone number, but it's www.longevity. So lung, like the lung, evity.org. But we can have the phone number up on your website or
yes, and
your Facebook page.
You can take a look at Spiritful Hearts website, spiritfulhearts.org, and we'll make sure that we have that phone number available for you. But again, I'm matching $10,000 of whatever our radio audience donates.
That's huge, Dan. Really, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. But, you know, I thank you. I thank you for saying yes to Jesus Christ to say, I want to make a difference in helping people. I want to love passionately. I want to use this trial and this incredibly challenging time of your life to say that, hey, I'm going to live out my faith and believe that there is a cure and believe that I'm going to be helping other people live the life that God has said. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. We can't just sit on our hands and do nothing. We must use our time, talent, and treasure, and we must sacrifice. You know, some people, when it comes to giving, the thing that's really interesting to me is that most people put generosity way down the list. If you look at Galatians 5:22 and 23, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, there's love, there's joy, there's peace, there's patience, there's understanding, there's kindness, but generosity is right there after that. So it's one of the fruit, one of the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. The point is, what I have found is that the more generous you are, the greater the other fruits. Do you want more love in your life? Do you want more joy in your life? Do you want more peace, more faithfulness, self-control? Generosity triggers it. In my experience, and why is that? Because that's the one that we go to the least.
Mm.
When we pray, oh, Lord, give me more love or give me healing, give me this, that, whatever. How many of us say, Lord, make me more generous. Make me more generous in giving of my funds, my time, talent, and treasure, but giving of my finances. I get very involved in various development or fundraisers and so forth. But as we do this, one of the things that's so important is that in asking people to donate of their finances, you know, many times people will say, well, you know, I'll take a look and whatever I can afford, you know, I'll do. And it's not the first fruits that the tithing, the concept of tithing, the first fruits of, say, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. When you put God first, when you say, Lord, you're in charge of my finances, you're in charge of my generosity, you're in charge of my giving, everything changes.
Right. When you free yourself from the sort of worry that we all have as in the society, which is very materialistic, of like, I must have this, I must do this, I must save this, and go, you know what? That's not the most important thing by any stretch of the imagination. I could have $1 billion right now and it would not give me what I want. What I want is to be healthy. So when you free yourself of that materialness and say, you know what? As long as I have a roof over my head and food in my belly, everything else will sort of work itself out. It really is freeing, and it really helps you align your priorities correctly, which is to help other people and to live a full life.
You know, one of the things that really hits me is, what would you give to save the life of your children? What would you give? I mean, for me, it's like you'd give anything. And the reality is that you have the ability to make a difference with your children, but with other people's children. And our children are all connected to one another. We're all connected in love, in the love of Jesus. And there's somebody out there that has lung cancer that you may know them, you may not know them, but there is somebody out there close to you that has this disease that your dollars will make a huge difference. And you know, as I look at this, and one of the things you said is that there are so many women, young women right now, who have never smoked, and we don't know why, that are getting this type of lung cancer.
Yes. Women are disproportionately affected. Non-smoking women are disproportionately affected by lung cancer, and they don't know why. But also non-smokers. A recent study came out just about a month ago from the UK, a very large study that showed that over the past 7 years, the rate of people who have never smoked getting lung cancer has doubled up to 28%. And the authors of the study suggest that if it continues to increase at the current rate, within the next 10 years, more non-smokers will be getting lung cancer than smokers. And they don't know why. So, you know, not only does this have huge implications for in the medical community, like we need to be looking out for symptoms of lung cancer, even among non-smokers, it means this sort of fallacy that has been put upon us all that you need to smoke to get lung cancer, and we don't need to fund lung cancer, we just need to fund smoking cessation programs, and then lung cancer will go away. You know, all those, I'll say what for what they are, lies, will be really revealed. And we need, as a society, to start paying attention to this disease because it's killing us.
And it's getting worse.
Yep.
Not better. And yet there is hope, but the hope comes through research dollars.
Yeah. I mean, I know I've said this to you before. You know, I love prayer and I appreciate all of your prayers and everyone's prayers, but prayers aren't enough. God doesn't work that way. It doesn't mean if I die or when I die from this disease, it doesn't mean not enough people have prayed for me. What it means is the status of the medical developments hasn't gone fast enough to help me. And we in society, and with your help, the Donating Longevity website, /ALK, can change that. We can change the needle, just as they've done in other cancers and other diseases. I mean, think back to HIV/AIDS. That was a death sentence 20 years ago, and now it's a chronic disease, and people live 20, 30 plus years just taking pills and, you know, otherwise a normal life.
As we take a look at James chapter 2, and you're certainly familiar with this, but it's worth repeating. Verse 14, what good is it, My brothers, if someone says he has faith and does not have works, can that faith save him? And verse 17, so also faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. God allowed you and blessed you with listening to this program, listening to the show. You may have been flipping your radio dial. You may have been just deciding, well, let me just see what's on, empowered by the Spirit. And all of a sudden you're listening in. You think that's a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. And you can make a difference by donating. And say one more time again,
www.longevity.org/ALK will go directly to ALK positive lung cancer related research.
We're going to be right back to talk more about how you can make a difference in defeating lung cancer. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. Deacon Steve Greco, we're back again on Powered by the Spirit with Laura Greco talking about defeating lung cancer. My daughter Laura was diagnosed with lung cancer over 2 years ago, 2 years and about 4 or 5 months, I think, something like that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so Laura is making a difference by saying yes to Jesus, yes to making a difference in using her time, talent, and treasure in really working on lung cancer research. I have offered to match $10,000 from our radio audience to defeat lung cancer. And there are many, many progress. There's tremendous progress that's being made, many breakthroughs, but those breakthroughs are not good enough. And the death rate is still there. Life expectancy is very, very low, the 5-year survival rate. But you can make a difference by believing, but by putting your faith in action by donating. And that donation is to what?
To the number one lung cancer research foundation in the country called Longevity Foundation, L-U-N-G, like long, E-V-I-T-Y. And their phone number is 312-407-6100. But you also can just go on their website, www.longevity.org/ALK, and that's the type of lung cancer that I have. And we'd love it if you could donate through the website or a check, and there's instructions how to send that on the website. And 100% of those funds would go to research to defeat my type of lung cancer.
And please acknowledge Empowered by the Spirit so I know what to match.
That's right.
And it's very, very important. Laura, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You have two young boys that you're fighting to stay alive for as a mother.
I do. I have now a 5-year-old that's just about to go into kindergarten and an 8-year-old, both boys, Reese and Fletcher. They're the reason I keep doing this. It's not... So now I'm going to tear up. It's not because, I've been married to a wonderful husband for 18 years. I met him in college. We've been together over 20 years. I've sort of checked that box. Certainly I want to live longer for him, but, you know, I can die satisfied that I've had love. What's not okay to me is leaving my kids without a mom. They're way too young. So I will do whatever it is, ever it takes, to prevent me dying. And if I can help others do it, prevent them from dying, because I'm not the only one with young kids. There are a lot of us who are in exactly the same situation. If I can prevent somebody else from having the same experience, so much the better.
Lung cancer research is badly needed. It's only 6% of all cancer research, and yet 26% of all cancer is lung cancer. It is more than the top 4 cancers, including breast cancer, combined. We must do our part. We must make a difference, my brothers and sisters. We believe, we trust in Jesus, but we have to do our part. Obviously, it's gut-wrenching for me to have my daughter go through this, to be here and to have this kind of emotion. And you who are parents know you do anything for your children to make a difference. Well, just know that perhaps you're blessed in the sense that your child doesn't have lung cancer or a very serious disease. But the reality is that we're all related to one another. We're all connected to one another. And in being connected to one another, we must make a difference. We must live out our faith. That's why I'm committed to really make a difference for lung cancer, certainly because of Laura, but to make a difference for whatever God is calling us to do. And that becomes so, so important.
So you can donate to the Longevity Foundation and sort of help me change the tide on research. And that their phone number is 312-407-6100. That's 312-407-6100. And please mention Empowered by the Spirit when you make a donation. Also, the website is www.longevity.org, LUNGEVITY.org. And directly to the ELK research is longevity.org/.ALK, and that'll get you directly to the donate page for the ELK-related research.
And any questions, you can drop me an email at deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org to try to make a difference. And, you know, when we do things like this, Laura, we feel so much better about ourselves. And you said something earlier about we get so many demands from each other, but say from our children to get that latest toy or get that latest thing that they want and that new Nintendo or whatever it might be. But the reality is that materialism doesn't fulfill, but making a difference and saying yes to Jesus and saying, I am going to make a difference because I am going to help defeat lung cancer, gives you a satisfaction that is so far beyond any materialism.
It's so true. You know, I was really proud. My 8-year-old just had a birthday party about a month ago. And we said, well, okay, Reese, you know, what do you want to do? And he's like, you know, Mom, this year, I don't want presents. I don't really need any more toys. I'm good. I want people to donate to lung cancer research. And so he sent out, you know, on the invitations was, please, instead of giving me your trinket, give it to lung cancer. And, you know, everybody did. And I was so proud of him because, as you said, there are sort of these blessings about lung cancer. You know, don't get me wrong. I would completely give lung cancer back. It ain't that great. But a blessing is that the children and I think our family have really learned and understand what's important in life and what's not. And it's not important to get the next tchotchke or little thing. What's important is to live and have family experiences and make memories and be there.
So, Laura, this is where my sales background really kicks in. Is there any limit to the amount they can give?
No. And for those of you who want to write $1 million check, they will be happy to accept it. All kidding aside, you know, the more the merrier. We have a $100,000 goal, but frankly, we could use more because there's no guarantee that the study that we fund will work. There's a lot of research that needs to be done, and there are more people every day getting this disease, and there are people every day dying of this disease. Here's a chilling fact about lung cancer. So every day, 433 people in this country die of lung cancer. That is the equivalent of a jumbo jet plane falling from the sky every single day, and nobody talks about it. In contrast, you know, the opioid crisis and that we hear so much about the news really takes a fraction of those people. Lung cancer is an epidemic. It's a hidden epidemic because people are ashamed to admit that they have it. People blame you when you do have it. And it strikes everyone. It strikes everyone despite age, gender, race, ethnicity. It is the number one cancer killer of everybody. I've left him speechless. I've left my dad speechless, listeners.
Well, I've been trying to maintain my composure, as you might imagine. This is not an easy show for me, but it's such an important show. And Laura, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
It's not good radio to cry.
No. Well, luckily they can't see me. But I'm so proud of the woman that you became. I'm so proud of the fact that when I held you as a baby, I knew that you'd be a woman that make a difference. And I just thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Dad.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for all of our children. We thank you and praise you for making us who we are, your children who love you. I ask, Lord God, for the grace for our radio audience to say yes, to follow you in whatever way you lead them. We ask, Lord God, for the grace of funding and defeating lung cancer, of funding lung cancer research and defeating this disease. We ask for blessings upon all the families out there, Lord God, that have cancer, that they be healed in the name of Jesus. And there are many cancers that are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, for the grace of healing of families, of marriages. We ask, Lord God, for the grace of defeating this terrible disease. We say this through the power of your love, the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And I bless you with every spiritual blessing and all the people that you love in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.